Time for Mike's Minute with Fastlane Car Sales, what you need to know about buying a car or truck. Today, we're going to talk with Mike about what to do with your current vehicle when it's time to replace it.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
So, Mike, do you trade it or do you not trade it?
Well, it's definitely easier to trade the vehicle than it is to try to sell it on your own.
Well, what do you do if you still owe money on your current vehicle? Can you still trade that?
Absolutely. Almost everybody owes something on their car. It's no big deal to go ahead and trade it in. Save the time, save the money. In a car deal, your trade is going to get paid off from the dealer. There is a trade-in value, trade-in difference. You may owe more on the trade, and that's fine too.
I have a friend who always insists on just selling his car on his own. Can you make more money selling your car on your own?
Yes and no. If you sell it on your own, you certainly can charge more, get someone to pay more. But what you'll find, there's also expenses in trying to sell the vehicle on your own. What I would suggest is find out from a dealer what your actual trade-in value is, and then see what you can do on your own. Maybe take the weekend, list the vehicle, see if you can sell it. High-dollar vehicles are harder to sell on your own because the person needs to get financing, where if you just trade it in, they can make your payoff, give you full value. There's other ways of making more money on it. Not to mention, when you trade in a vehicle, you do get a tax credit. Here in Maryland and the local states, it's a 6% tax rate. And what they do is give you a tax credit. So say you're buying a car for $20,000, trading a car for $5,000, you're going to get a $300 tax credit that'll end up saving you some money.
Now, what if you're upside down on your trade-in?
That's a great question. Sometimes when you're upside down, you have to come up with the money. With excellent credit, there's different ways to roll in the amount. But I don't suggest rolling too much because then you're going to owe more on your current vehicle than what it's worth.
Mike, all that sounds great. Thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you for having me again.
And tune in for more Mike's Minutes with Fastlane Car Sales, what you need to know about buying a car or truck.